So our producer Megan, Megs is trying to get some good advice. Should she send her five-year-old back to school or not? But I hear what you're saying when it comes to 50-50, because even the WhatsApp's coming in this morning on 50-50. Let's see if we can help with a decision. I mean, you know, it's like preschool vibes, but those are also very important years, right? Those
yeah.
Are like the... I think all the formation years.
Yeah, foundation yeah. phase of Sustar, so yeah.
Primary socialization years, so important. But these are extraordinary times. And they're so young, 5 years old. Will they keep a mask on? I mean, isn't it going to be a tough one just to get them to do that? If you think about
yeah,
sanitizing
and to,
their hands. And
to clean their hands, yeah, that's sure. the main thing.
It's going to be a tough ask. So do you send them back, yes or no? Help her, please.
Hey, Martin, it's Gerard here. My daughter is 6 years old, and there's no ways I'm going to be sending her back to school. I battled to keep her shoes on. So how the hell are we going to get these kids to keep their masks on yeah. and practice social distancing
no way.
Or washing hands? There's no ways that this will work for the young children.
Goeiemôre. Ek sou verseker my kinders terug skool toe. Daar is ongelukkig net goeders wat die skool en maatjies vir hulle kan leer. Byvoorbeeld, sosiale ontwikkeling. Ja, dit is priceless. Dit is 'n groot voorreg om jou kinders by die huis te hê. Maar there's just something about school wat ek en my enige kind kan doen nie.
So 50-50, hè? Huh?
Good morning, Martin and team. My daughter is in grade 11 and I don't even want to send her back to school. I'm having nightmares about it. So yeah. if they were still little, I definitely wouldn't.
Goeie Martin en span. Op hierdie stadium sal ek my amper 5-jarige terugstuur. Hy is die enigste kind. Hy het soveel breakdowns hierdie laaste paar weke vir maatjies, vir net daai interaksie met ander kinders. Ja, dis 'n risiko wat ons almal vat, maar mamma werk, so ek kan niks wel die virus huis toe bring.
Very 50-50,
yeah.
very divided. Nat is on the line from Esterus. Nat, good morning.
Morning, Martin. How are you?
Good, thanks, and you?
Good, thank you.
Are you going to be the deciding voice? People are very divided on this topic, hey?
I don't know. I'm also a bit skeptical, like I told Megan earlier. Like, I don't know what to decide. I've already sent in my forms to school to say that my son is coming back to school. And they sent us the whole COVID-19 preparation that we need to prepare them. Mm. They need to wash their hands. They're going to be asked questions like, do you have a fever? Mm. Is your throat sore? I mean, my son is 8 years old. What does he know about a fever? Mm. He'll just say yes for everything. So, I'm really skeptical. I don't know.
Do you have a fever? Can you eat it? Can I have one now? No, it's like, I hear you. And what the previous guy said as well, imagine telling a five-year-old to social distance.
Mm.
It's
difficult. It's really difficult. I mean, he knows how to wear his mask because we've been practicing that. But what does he know about social distancing? And as soon as it is playtime, they all want to play together with their friends. How do you practice social distancing like that?
And I'm 50-50 as well. Is it how important is it at that age? A lot of people are saying it's very important. I get it. I mean, they yeah. need the socializing and all that kind of thing. But at the same time, you know, if they don't go back to school now and they, you know, stay healthy and safe at home, will they thank themselves later? Would you thank yourself later as a parent? It's a really tough decision, eh? So what are you going to do? Is it a no-go for you?
I think for now it's a no-go. I don't know. I'm still deciding. I don't know even what to do.
I really feel for you parents because you are so undecided and I get it. I really get it.
Hardest decision ever. Like, you send your child, what if he contacts the virus? Who do you blame yourself? Because
exactly.
you're filled in those consent forms.
You can't blame the school. You can't blame the child.
You mm-hmm. can't. You can't. You filled in that form to say, I acknowledge that I'm sending my son to school and all that. So, I don't know.
It's a really tough one, eh? Well, listen, good luck. Keep listening, and maybe someone makes a point that kind of sways your decision.
Mm. No problem. Thanks, Martin.
Cheers, Nat.
Enjoy your day.
You too,
bye. Bye.
Really, it's a tough one.
It really is. And, you know, my mom and my gran are both teachers. So over the years, I've had to help out, you know, during school, holiday time, when they have holiday classes and everything. And kids are different when they're with their parents and when they're at school. Because you can say, and I do that. When they get to school and they're influenced by their friends, the environment, things happening around them, they are completely different kids.
For the same reason, they're not sending us back to pubs and clubs yet.
Yeah.
It's for the same reason. We're all different when you're at home.
Yes. But okay, when you're out, you're like, yay!
Yes! Here I am. Coming up, a round of Google Box. What can I offer you this morning? Virtual something. Let me think about it.
Start your day with Martin Vester.
Every morning. 6 to 9.